Chapter 2. The Socialist. Before President Obama was, in the eyes of his critics, a dictator, he was a socialist. One congressman even boasted in a fundraising letter of being the first member of Congress to call President Obama a socialist. Many saw the president's desire to improve public education, strengthen labor unions, and achieve universal health care as symptoms of a secret ideological commitment to Marxist-Leninist policies. The president's calls to level the playing field or require wealthy Americans pay their fair share in taxes weren't nods to equal opportunity or common-sense tax reform. They were socialist slogans intended to overthrow capitalism and get the working class to take back the means of production. President Obama has been called a lot of names, but socialist seemed to be the epithet du jour during his first term. By the time the 2012 re-election campaign rolled around, Republican also-rans Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, and Newt Gingrich seemingly coordinated their name-calling strategies. They all invoked the slur to describe the president and his policies. Even Mitt Romney, who sought to keep above the fray during the campaign, couldn't help himself. He wrote in his campaign book, No Apology, "It is an often remarked upon irony that at a time when Europe is moving away from socialism and its many failures, President Obama is moving us toward that direction." It was at a campaign rally in Roanoke, Virginia in the summer of 2012 when President Obama really stepped in it. While making a point about the importance of public education and public infrastructure, Obama described success as a product of more than intelligence and hard work. In contrast to Republicans who regularly romanticized rugged individualism, the president spoke of wealthy, successful Americans who agree with me and who know they didn't get there on their own. They profited from the mentorship of a good teacher or the easy movement of goods and services enabled by modern infrastructure. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. The point is that when we succeed because of our individual initiative, but also because we do things together.